am shezayin over days the Mishnah. Ma bein tam lemuad. Ela shatam mishalim chatsi nezik migufo. Muad mishalim nezik shalim min hoalim. Tam pays only chatsi nezik and also pays migufo. You never pay more than the worth of the mazik, the animal that did the hezik. And the muad pays the full amount and it pays min hoaliyah. Where it says, my aliyah. Om rebelazer ben mu'ula shabinichosa. Pays the best of his nechosim, which means when you pay land, you pay this. When you pay anything else is considered mu'ula, but mu'ula means the best, means full payment. The chenhu omer, we find this word aliyah to mean mu'ula, the best. Vayishkav chizkiyoy mavosav, vayikbaru b'malo kivrei b'nei David. V'amre b'lozer b'malo eitzel mu'ulim shebim mishpacha. Mala, like aliyah, is Ma'ula, the best. Ma'inin, who were they? David and Shlomo. Vayikbaru b'kivroso v'asher koralo b'ir David v'yashkivuhu b'mishka v'asher mole b'somim v'zonim. So, my b'somim v'zonim, Rav Elezer Omer, zini, all different kinds of b'somim. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omer, b'somim shikol ha'meriach b'hem boli de zima. There are b'somim that can seduce a person to immorality, like perfumes or whatever. Minho aliyah, afilu ein hanogea shova shir hanezek, right? Even if the animal that did the damage isn't worth the amount of the damage, debemu aksiv yishalim shor tachas ashor, velo aksiv beid miguf hanogea chifra. By a time it says you pay migufo, the chotzu is kaspo, what's it called? You divide up the thing and you pay from the value of the nogeach. The yikbru b'mal b'chiski yoksi b'sei divrei ayomim. The yashkivu b'mishkov ba'asra melech Yehuda. Zoni minei b'sonim. Harbe kide metargim minon b'minehu v'znoi. So zonim is means different types of spices. Kikoru shochel elat. We get it yet? Okay. Now we're darshing all these psukim about these malachim. Kikaru shuchal l'adeni upachim taminu l'raglei. Right, this is by Yirmiyahu, that they dug a pit to catch me. Rav Elezer Omer, what was that pit that they dug? Shechashdu mizona. They suspected him of having relations with a zona. Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni Omer, shechashdu meishasish. Even worse, they rechoshed him that he had relations with a married woman. So Bishlam Alamandi Omer Shechashdu Mizona Heindels Asid Ki Shocha Amuka Zona. Ki Karu Shocha L'Lakdeni Shocha is a Zona. It says Shocha Amuka Zona. Elamandi Omer Shechashdu Meish Asish Mai Shocha. Why is it referred to as Shocha? Where it says Atu Eish Asish Minafka Michlal Zona. It's also a Zona. Right, an adulteress. So it hints the Zona just was one step worse that she was also an Eish Asish. They wanted to kill me, right? Because there's no chiyuv misa. It's a different thing. They threw him into Yirmiyahu into a clay pit, left him there to die. Dorish Rava, my deceiv, you mucholim lefonecha be'esa pecha, asebohem, omer yirmio lefnekorish baruchu, ribonisholom, afilu bishosha osim tzdoka, hachshilim b'neolim shenim uganim, kadeshli kabloim schar. And Yirmio said, even though I want these people to die, and tzdoka saves a person from death, so make sure that even when they give tzedaka, they give it to people who are not roy to get tzedaka, and you don't get any schar for that. You have to give tzedakah to people who are roy. You give it to rishoyim who are not roy to get tzedakah, and you know you're giving it to them. You don't get schar. But if you're not, you don't know. Somebody tricks you, and he takes tzedakah shalo kedin, and you didn't know it. Then machshava tova, kodesh baruch hu mitzarf l'maase. You meant to give tzedakah, good tzedakah. You didn't know the guy is a faker, but if you knew he was a faker and you gave him anyway, then you didn't give tzedakah. Okay, Rashi. As kikaru shochal lagdeni biyirmi hanoviksiv asosam alei lamus deishes ish is bandchiyub misa avo bezona pnuya like a misa covered when you're here. Okay, you covered asulav b'malo. Right, this is talking about b'chizkiyahu. Right, since we mentioned Chizkiyahu, so now we're going to mention some things about him. And to end the perek in Agadata, just to end lightly, usually prokim end, many times prokim end in Agadata. The covered osul of the Moshe Malamed Shoshivu Yeshiva al Kivro. They made a yeshiva on his kever. So some Rishonim learn it means it doesn't mean on his kever, because you're not allowed to learn within four amas of a maze, because loig l'rosh, you're making fun of him. So it means near his kever. Others say no, that l'maisa, since here it's l'kovet him, right, you're allowed to say it even within Arbam, just like you're allowed to say Tehillah within Arbam, it's for his sake. Here it was his kovet, so it's not loig l'rosh. So pligi v'rab nosim v'rabonim. Chad omar shlosha, 3 days they did it. The chad omar shiva. The Amri Lo Shloshim. One says 7, and some say 30 days they made a yeshiva al kivro. Rashi, yeshiva talmidim lasuk shom b'torah. Shloshi yomi hoshivu shom yeshiva. The chadom yeshiva yomi. Okay. Tan Rabbanim. Ukovid osulo v'moso. Zech Chizkiyahu melech Yehuda. Chizkiyahu was a tzaddik and a marbitz Torah, so they did a special cover to him when he died. Why? She yotzu lefon of shloshim b'shisha elef chalutzei kosef. Divrei Yehuda. 36,000 people went in front of him, all toward Kriya, and toward Kriya revealed their shoulders because of the Kriya. So covered for him. Rashi, Lishna Zechizkio Melech Yehuda, Lishna the Shasu, below Lashminu Zel Chizkio, the High Krob of Chizkio. If you look it up in the Nach, you'll know it's Chizkio. And La Agav Urche the Meforish, my covered Asulo, the Mosul Nokid Vomer Hachi. So I wanted to explain to you what we're talking about, but didn't have to tell you that this is talking about Chizkiyah, because it's Beferish in the Nach, it's all about Chizkiyah. Chalutze Kosef Kemo V'chol Tzonalo. They take off the shoe. By Chalitza means to take off. Shekoru Bigdeyim Atsheniru Kasfeyim. They tore their clothing until you could see their shoulder. So they removed their Chalutze Kosef, means that the shoulder pads that they were wearing, or the shoulder part of their garment, was taken away. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that was the kovet they gave to Chizkiyahu. Omar Leirub Nechemya, right, and that's, they learned it from the kovet Osu Lo. Lo in Gematria is 36, so it's 36,000. Mara says, Omar Leirub Nechemya, v'haluth ni'achav Osu Kein. They did that for Achav too, it wasn't a special kovet for Chizkiyahu. Ela she'nichu sefer Torah al mitoso. They put a Sefer Torah on his coffin. Ba'amru kiyam zem asher kosu b'zeh. And they said, he fulfilled what it says here. We also take out a Sefer Torah by an Odom Choshuv, right, by a Levaya. Where it says, afuke mafkinon, anuche lo manchina. We take out the Sefer Torah, but we don't put it on the casket. V'iboy seima, anuche nomi manchina. No, we also put it on the casket. We don't say he was Mekayim what it says in here. That much of a cover to say, when we say a Hesped, it has to be true. So to say that he was Mekayim, everything it says here, who knows? But by Chizkiyahu it was clear. So they said it. Omer Rabba Barchana, Havi Azilna Behadei to Rabbi Yochanan, Lemisho Shmaisa. I was going with Rabbi Yochanan to ask him a Shaila. Ki Avi Ayel the Beis Akisei. And he went into the Beis Hakisei, v'havi bo'ina minei milsa, and I asked him something after he came out, lo poshit lon ademoshi yodei, and he didn't answer us till he washed his hands, umanech tefillin, put his tefillin back on, umevarech, v'hadar omar lon afilu kiyam amrinon, limed lo amrinon. And he told us, now, even today, you put a Sefer Torah on the, you can do that too, even for Adam Choshev today, and you can even say kiyam. He gives Mekayim. Li made lo amrinon, but you don't say that he taught other people, unless you know for sure. But you can't say that. The Omer Mar got a limud that limud Torah shahalimud maybe lemaisa. Lemaisa kiyam is greater than limud, because the greatness of limud is that it brings you lemaisa. So since the whole inyan of limud is that it brings you lemaisa, so we know from there that maisa is greater than limud. Tosas asks in Kedushin, the Gemara says just the opposite. That gedola talmud yosur min ha-maisa. So Tosas says it depends. Somebody who just learns, so the learning is for the sake of doing. But somebody who teaches other people, that's even greater than stambi mekayim Torah for yourself.
What's the question here? It was limud over here. Limud means to teach.
Right, the Gemara didn't make a chilek yet between limud and lamud. Okay. Maharsha says, well, kasha, hol migmar hol agmurei, yenachanami, that's the answer. The difference is between learning for yourself or teaching to others. Learning for yourself is not as great as maisa, but teaching others is greater than maisa. Rashi. Chalutzu, we said, okay, v'ho'idman mafkinun sefer Torah kami gavar rabba, anuchi al mitosa lo manchinun. One time, when Rabbi Yochanan was going to the bathroom, he told us this, and he didn't answer us until he came out and washed and put on his tefillin. You can say that he was mekayim the Torah. You don't say he taught or learned. The limeid amr lechizkia. By chizkia said limeid. Right now we don't do that because that's a greater covet. That covet they give to Chizkiah that we don't give today. Maybe lidei ma'isa, alma ma'isa adif. If since Talmud is great because it brings lidei ma'isa, you see the ma'isa is greater because the whole inyan of limud is in order to bring lidei ma'isa. The Gemara in Kiddushin, like I said the opposite. And there the shot over there is that limud has two inyanim. One is the limud itself is great, right? Just learning, right? As long as you intend to keep it. And then there's an inyan of limud that brings the day ma'isa. But there are other inyanim in limud. Limud keeps the world together, and the limud makes your midos good. So limud has not only the idea of bringing the day ma'isa, but a million other things too. So therefore, it's greater than the ma'isa. That's the Gemara Kedusha. Maybe the ma'isa, I'm ma'isa adif. The migmar, the atzmo, ma'isa adif. To learn for yourself, ma'isa is greater. To teach others, that's greater than doing. Though we don't say that he taught other people. The Meiri over here says that many people reach the shlemus of learning, but they don't reach the shlemus of teaching others. Masha from there, that teaching other people is not shlemus for them, but it's even shlemus for the person who's doing it. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, Vada. Yeah. Amr Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shim ben Yochai, Mai dechsiv ashreichem zorei al kol mayim, Mishalchei regel hashor v'hachamor, Kol haosik b'toru gmilus chasodim, zorei al kol mayim. Right? So, zorei al kol mayim, mayim is Torah, and mayim is gmilus chasodim. So, zoche l'nachle shnei shvatim. He zoche to the nachle of two shvatim, sh'neemar ashreichem zorei, ve'ein zriya al tzedaka, zriya al tzedaka, Shenamar ziru lochem litzdaka, the kitzur lefichesed, the ein mayim el Torah, mayim is Torah. So zore al kol mayim is tzedaka, chesed, and Torah. Shenamar hoy kol tzom il chul mayim, the zochel enachle shnei shvatim, zochel the kilo ki Yosef, he gets covered like Yosef, the chsid ben poras Yosef, bono sadu al eshur, she gave him tremendous covered Yosef, the zochel enachle shisachar, the chsid yisachar chamr gorem, right, that's what's it called, Shreshalchei Regel Hashor V'Chamor. Yosef is a shore and Yisachar is a chamor, and he gets what's it called, Nachla Osher. So he gets covered in Osher. Isti Amrei Oivav Noflin Fonf Yosef. No, the schar of being like Yosef is that his enemies fall before him. Dechsi Bohem Amim Yenachach Yachtov Ayoret. The Zochel LeBina Ki Yisachar, and the schar like Yisachar is he gets Bina. So Yisachar was were teachers, were Balei Bina, and Yosef was what's it called, a person who had the schus that his enemies fell before him. Rashi, Zorei Hainu Tzedaka, the chesek in Parshat Kanei, Lenachlas Shnei Shvatim, the Hachi Mashma, Ragleichem Yishulchu Benachlas Hashor VaChamor, Yosef Yisachar. Bono soadu ale shur hainu kila covered chamor gorem mitargema asher benichsim wealth a lot of property. Yosef ikri shur bechor shor of hadrlo, and Yisachar was called a chamor. Okay, hadron lecharba avos, hadron lecharba avos, hadron lecharba avos.